What is the right way to manage vaccinations for calves? It depends on who you ask. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Dr. Amelia Woolhams with Mississippi State University tells Brownfield, there are several right ways to develop a herd vaccination program, and asking the veterinarian is the first step. We'll hear from Dr. Woolhams next on Managing for Profit. Dr. Amelia Woolhams with Mississippi State University tells Brownfield, there are producers that vaccinate calves once, some twice, others in the first week of the calf's life, and others much later.
There are a lot of different ways you can vaccinate, and the most important thing is for the producer to talk to their veterinarian, because there is no one formula for how to use vaccines. A plan that would be completely appropriate on one dairy is not going to be the right plan for another dairy or calf rearing operation. So really important to talk to the vet that knows the herd. Generally speaking, there are vaccines that can have some beneficial effect in the first week of life, but herds that aren't having problems with calf health very early in life may not need to vaccinate that early. Certainly at some point in the first 6 months of life, it's going to be appropriate to get vaccines into calves, but the timing really depends on the situation for the farm.
If I understand right, there's some vaccines that are licensed vaccines, others that are not. What is really the difference?
Well, so when I say a licensed vaccine, these are vaccines that are licensed by the USDA, Center for Veterinary Biologics. They are licensed for very specific indications that are on the label, and producers may not read that sort of long sheet of paper that's in the box with the vaccine, but there's a lot of information on that label that helps them understand exactly how the USDA has decided to approve the vaccine or what it's been approved for. And those are the vaccines we're talking about. There are other kinds of vaccines, for example, autogenous vaccines are sometimes made where a bacteria or virus from that herd is taken and made into an inactivated vaccine by a company, and vets and producers will sometimes use those autogenous vaccines. But a licensed vaccine is one that you're going to be able to go into your co-op or to your veterinary clinic and purchase over the counter.
Woolham says she would like to see more producers work with veterinarians, even for the over-the-counter vaccines.
Vaccinations can occasionally have adverse effects. We have many very safe vaccines, but you need to remember that a vaccine isn't something that is necessarily completely harmless, and so there's a cost and benefit that have to be weighed, and the producer working together with the vet that best knows their herd and the health risks are the best to decide how to use vaccines.
Woolham says when it comes to vaccinations for livestock, there is still a lot to learn, and she would like to see more field trials of vaccines. Woolham spoke to Brownfield at the recent Dairy Calf and Heifer Association conference in Milwaukee. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.